The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Today's daf is being studied in the Shmat, Morzikani, Yosef Ben Sarav, Barad Zikani, Tiafa, Batsarav, Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther, Wahashem, Tiham, Begin, Aiden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Batslahat. Mazal Bat Miriam Menuha, Shetaled Bishatova, O Muslahat. Menuha Miriam. That b'shitaleh b'sha'at tova muslahat b'shishivet al mashber v'refu ashlama siyon ben Esther Moshe ben Dina sara rachman v'tachal v'sara b'tachal illa refu alayhem fata nefesh urfu wat tegu fratam gara b'bchini nasu mara 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 begin today's daf on daf chaf alif amud lishon starting 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down. Okay, so we had a kal v'chomer on the previous daf, Gaol Yigal. Gaol Yigal is said by Magdish Sadehu. That's Magdish's field. What did we say? You can redeem it. So over there we made a Kalbach. And we said what? From Gaol Yigal we learned you can go Lahatsa'in. Because if we didn't have such a Pasuk, I would have made a Kalbachomer. What was the Kalbachomer I would have made? Uba Ste Ahuza. That it comes out in your veil and still in Geulah Lahatzain Hikdesh, that doesn't come back to him in your veil, goes to the Kohanim. Local Sheken, Shein Geulah Lahatzain. Tamud Lomar, Im Gaol Yigal. That was the Kal Vachomer that we wanted to make without a Pasuk. You'd be able to break the Kal Vachomer and say like this. Oh, and then you came along and said, well, can I finish the Kal Vachomer? Mm-hmm. And then you came along and said that what? And I'll and you're going to ask me a question. You're going to say, what are you talking about? Hikdesh has a Yipui Koach. What's the Yipui Koach? It has a strength that you're able to make a Geula immediately. Oh, so if you make it immediately, you have no Kal Vachomer. The Geula says, no. Having a strength does not affect Geula L'Hatzain. Because I can show you Batei Arechoma has a strength because she can be Goelit immediately within the first year and still in Geula L'Hatzain. So therefore, that doesn't bother me just because I have one Yipui Koach. Yipui Koach doesn't necessarily bring a result of Geula Lahatzain. Bate Arehoma Yochiyah. So Gemara says, Made Mocher Bait Bate Aroma Sheken Ura Kohodi Gael Leonam. But after 1 year, it's over. Tomar Bemagdish Shiupa Kohodi Gael Leonam. Which means, on the contrary, which means there's a difference in the Yipui Koach over here. I mean, you put kabate aroma, you can do it immediately within the first year. Masha'ekin Magdish, the Yipukawa is forever. And therefore, that breaks the Kal Vachomer. Because this Yipukawa is much greater. And if I can say, just like you can have a Yipukawa, so it could be, you can make it without saying, I don't need the Pasuk, which means I don't have the Kal Vachomer the other way. The contrary. So, Kabbalah says, Amale Rabaha, Sabal Rab Hashem Mishum Di Ikalememar. Nedar dinan. The way I can break the Kal Vachomer is like this. Titi b'mahatzad. The way mahatzad is going to work over is we're going to bring all the three different items together and start putting them up against each other, and you're going to see that at the end of the day, you have a good Kal Vachomer. How? Kibra is going to say like this. Mocher sede ahuza yochiyah. Okay, let's start with mocher sede ahuza. That what? Sheyupak kochol gael le'olam, has a strength, you can sell it forever. What does it mean, yupak kochol le'olam? We could always redeem it, meaning you could always redeem it until the yovel. Because then the yovel, the Steyach Hoza
comes back. Ve'en lo ve'vegoel l'hatsa'in.
Okay, that's a starting point. Let's clarify our points here. Steach Hoza has a great strength. You can make a ge'ula. For 49 years, you can make a ge'ula. But you cannot go l'hatsa'in. Okay, but also, wait. But it has a weakness that what? You cannot be goeled immediately. You got to wait before 2 years. Because mocher bayit batei rechoma, you're able to redeem it right away. Which is obviously, I'm not interested in that chumrah, because I'll show you that batei rechoma, you can redeem it right away. You're going to think that the reason why I'm not going to be able to be goel hatsa'in by stei ahuza is because of the chumrah of not being able to goel miyad. Batei arechoma yuchiyah, that you're able to be goel miyad, and still there's no geula lahatsa'in. Because we're trying to figure out what brings the chumrah, what brings the result of the halakha. So if you're going to tell me that the reason why stei ahuza in geula lahatsa'in is because of the chumrah of in geula miyad, I'll show you a case where there is a ge'ulah miyad, and still you cannot be go'el l'hatsa'in. So the Gemara says, v'hazaradin, which means, and now I can come along and say, batei arechoma has a stringency. What's the stringency of batei arechoma? Because there's ena ge'ulah, de'ulah, after 1 year, you're stuck. Okay? Mashi'enke, let's say a case of hekdesh, where you're able to be goel until the yovel. So the Gemara of Bochir said, that you can be goel le'olam, but still you cannot go. Which means the deen keeps on circular reasoning. It keeps on going back on each other. Lord is there, ve'kid is there. The laws are not comparable to each other, which each one has a stringency that the other one doesn't have. So I said, you know what the common denominator between all these cases are? Shinig alin. They all have a certain way of redemption, and they don't have the hatsa'in, which is te'achuzah, there's no hatsa'in, batei arechoma, there's no hatsa'in, afani yavi magdish, so I'll say magdish as well, shenigal, it has its way of ge'ula, that's why I have a pasuk, ga'ol yigal, to come and tell me, no, it can be nigal lahatsa'in, which means the Gemara just now modified for me the Kal Vachomer. Let's give me again, because now it's straight, like in understanding. We had a pasuk by Hekdesh, Gaol Yigal. Well, the guy made his field the Hekdesh. So that says redeem it. Oh, what's the double language? Gaol Yigal. The teacher, you can even go ail it partially. So the Gemara says, you know why I need that pasuk? Because without a pasuk, I would say the opposite. Without a pasuk, I would say there's no get without the Hatsayim. And I would have started with Kal Vachomer. So the Gemara started to punch holes through this Kal Vachomer. So the Gemara said, no. The way it would have worked is, I would have, when you start making this Kal Vachomer and you start putting Magdish against the Ahuza, but you're going to have a problem because Batei Arechoma is different, and the Yochiyach, and then the Ahuza Yochiyach, and you go back and forth. So the Gemara said, no. The way the Kal Vachomer was working is, I'm going to put everything together. I mean, listen, everybody has a different humrah. Stei ahuza has a stringency that what? You got to wait 2 years before you do anything. Ekdesh has a stringency that what? That after you avail, it doesn't come back. Batei arechoma has a stringency that what? That after 1 year, it's over. So each item has a different stringency. So therefore, I got to put the stringencies on the side, and I got to say, you know what? What do they have in common? They have in common that they all have ways to be redeemed. And I know by stei ahuza and by batei rechoma, that's in the Allah hatsa'in. And obviously the stringencies did not bring the result of in the Allah hatsa'in, because they both have different stringencies. Ela must be what they have in common brought the result. They have in common yesh daim ge'ula of some sort. Ve'in the Allah hatsa'in. Af ani avi hekdesh. Sheyeshna geula, there is a type of geula, but what? In the gal, the hatsayin. Oh, kamashmalan, gaol yigal, to teach me, you still have a geula, the hatsayin. Because without it, I would have made a mamatsinu from Hekdesh, and stei ahuza, and batei arechoma.
that all of them are equal in the sense that yesh lem geula, to some extent, and you can't tell me that this humrah brings the result of en geula lahatsa'in, which is my unknown is geula lahatsa'in by hekdesh. That's what I'm searching for. Okay, get the unknown, get the X over here. My unknown is, how do I know geula lahatsa'in by hekdesh? So I have a pasuk. What do you need a pasuk for? Because otherwise I had a kav vachomer the other way. So we started with kav vachomer, but we punched also the kav vachomer. You know what I'm saying? Ultimately, you know what the Gemara was saying? Without a pasuk, I would have done like this. Let's say one more time. Without a pasuk, I would have said like this. Stay ahuza. Let's start with stay ahuza. Stay ahuza. You have a stringency? What's the stringency by stay ahuza? You can't be going until 2 years.
Okay.
And we know the result. There's no geulah l'chatzain. Oh, so we see what? The stringency of not being go'el for 2 years. You see, brings the stringency of en geulah. That's not so. Because I'll show you a case of batari homa, where you can be go'el immediately, and still you can be go'el hatsa'in. So obviously that's got nothing to do with it. So the Gemara says, this has a stringency of its own. This has a stringency of batari homa, that after 1 year, it's over. Well, I'll say, well, obviously that's not the item. Because ste'ahuza yuchiyach, that what? That it has a different stringency. That doesn't have that stringency. You could even go till Yovel. So obviously, we cannot look at what they have in different. We have to look at what they have in common. Must be it's the commonality that's bringing the result. What's the commonality? They both have a certain ge'ulah. This one has this type of geulah, but they are chumah within 1 year. This has a geulah after 2 years, but up to 50. Each one has their items, but what both we know, and geulah l'hatzayin, afani avi hekdesh, that also has a certain geulah up to the yovel, and the geulah l'hatzayin. Kamash ma'alan ga'ol yig'al to teach me. Still, it does have geulah l'hatzayin. Good, that's the way it would have. It worked. That's the way it worked. Okay, kamar lemozut rabere de rav mori le ravina. Even with all the commonalities, they're still not the same. Both have a weakness. Exactly. Both have stringencies. In the second year, in Batei Arichoma, could you do anything?
No,
Batei Arichoma, second year, done. In the second year, between year one and two, in Ste'ahuza, could you do anything? No. So I could say the reason why you have no Geulah L'chatzain is because L'gabir, the second year, between year one and two,
they're on the same page.
Right. However, in Hekdesh, that's not so. Tomad b'Megdish, you pack all the Gabish and Ashaniyah. In Egdesh, in the second year, between year one and two, you're still okay to make a Geulah. And therefore, I can come along and say that really, from that Kavah Homer, you can make a Kavah Homer. And if I don't need a Pasuk. Egdesh is Hatzain. So if I don't need a Pasuk. Amar le Ravina Mishum Di'ika le Memar. I can break that also. Eved Devri Anam Kaldo Vetko Chavim Yochiyah. And the Eved Evri that sold to a goy will be mukhiyah. That what? That this humrah doesn't do anything to me. She yafik kuchol yigal b'shana shiriyah. Can he redeem himself in the second year between year one and two? Yes. Ve'endo ve'vigo ve'gol l'chatzayin. And still, an Eved Evri cannot goel himself l'chatzayin, like we learned. So therefore you see, that strength of redemption in year one and two doesn't necessarily bring the result of chatzayin. So if I could say by hikdesh also, even though you can redeem it in year one and two, it not necessarily causes the result. Therefore, again, take the commonality is geula, the sof sort, and the result of the other cases is engul. That's efari avi hekdesh engul hatzika v'shulan gaol yigal. She is geula l'hatzain.
Continues. Ba'amine Ravuna bar Hanina merav sheshat amochet bayit bebatei arichoma. Okay, that's the case of the arichoma. The house in the walled city. Nigal le kerubim or en nigal le kerubim, which means you have relatives of the seller.
can it be redeemed by his relatives? Which means against the will of the lokayah. Of course, anybody can redeem the field. The question is, can it be redeemed against the will? Which means if the buyer does not want to redeem the field, can the relatives force him to redeem it? Or in Nigal Likirubin. Or maybe not. Which means if the owner himself wants to redeem the field, it's against the will of the buyer. No choice. The question is, do Kerubim have the same law as the owner himself? So Gemara says, Geulato, Mestei Ahuza, Gamur, do make a Gezerah Shavah. It says the word Geulato by Batei Arechoma, and as well as by Mestei Ahuza. Mestei Ahuza, Ena Nekele Tahat Sa'in. Just like we learned earlier, that one, it says, Kedei Ahuza, to teach me that you cannot redeem a Mestei Ahuza, partially, and what? But the Kerubim, but it can be redeemed by relatives. So the Va'af, Ha'i Nameh, and the Gala Hasim and the Gala Kerubim, I'll give you the Gala for Kami Nigal by Kerubim, or Dilma, or maybe I could say, no, Kiketiva, Geula, Bahad Sa'in, Udiktiv, which means that what it says in the Pasuk, by the case of Ste Ahuza. It says what? Umatza Kede Geulato. That word Geula was going on the Hatsa'in din. So therefore you can compare Geula to Geula and Hatsa'in. However, Bekirubim, look at him, but the word Geula is not coming to connect the subject of Kirubim, and therefore could be Kirubim is not going to apply to Bate Adehoma. Kabbalah says, Amarle Eno Nigal. He told them, not Nigal. Lashi, Nigal Bekirubim. Al korcho shel lokeya, that's kidashi. Al korcho shel lokeya, that's the chidush. Against the will of the lokeya, kidash kam b'sedei ahuza. Ubagu adu akarov elav. It says, and the relative will come and redeem the field against the buyer's will. You know, gotta have, because he wants to redeem it for his family. Afu nami enigal lahatzein. The rabbanan kabei le. Of course, when we say enigal lahatzein, it can only go according to the rabbis, because we learned in early on the daf that according to Bishimahon, batei arichoma is nigal lahatzein. So therefore, the Gemara has to point out that which we say in Nigal al-Hatsa'in by Zde'ah Huza has to be referring to Shitat Rabbanan. So she says, Rabbanan Kaba'ila, Da'amni li'il in Nigal al-Hatsa'in, V'neim an'amin de'lachi gama Nigal. And use the Gizna Shema Nigal to also teach me that it is Nigal. Bikurubim o'dil ma ki kitib ki'ulat to b'Zde'ah Huza to lema'et Hatsa'in u'dikhtiv. Which is maybe the word Ge'ulah is only the Gaber Hatsa'in. She'n emar u'matza kedeh gu'ulato. Kedeh gu'ulato. Which means you can only be go'elit completely. Kedeh kulo. And therefore you can only make a Gezeret Shavah Ge'ulah the Gaber Hatsa'in din. Right? Ki azar katab Gezeret Shavah Limbad Ahadam Milta. The Gezeret Shavah is only coming to teach you one law, the Hatsa'in law. Which is the word Ge'ulah is not defining the Inyan of Kerovim, and therefore maybe you cannot learn it. So therefore the Gemara concludes, there is no geula bekerubim, which means against the will of the person that bought it. Etibe comes and Gemara says, we learned in the pasuk regarding Yovel, ubchol geula titenu. Now let's get the whole pasuk. The pasuk says ubchol elis achuzatchem geula titenu la'aris, which means we know that what, that all the fields go back to the original owners during the Yovel. Now this is an extra pasuk over here. Now this pasuk is talking about over here. The pasuk that comes after that talks about the geula of kerovim. That's how that kerovim works, which means you're allowed to be goel a field stei ahuza by kerovim. So in that pasuk of stei ahuza where kerovim works, the pasuk says ubchol geula titru. What's ubchol coming to include? So comes the Gemara and says let a bot batim le'avid avri. It's coming to include houses that are nigal bekerovim, as well as eved avri. My love, but tare homa. What type of houses the pasuk coming to include that the kerovim work, but tare homa? So then we see what, but tare homa is subject to the laws of kerovim. No, but tare hatsirim. No, it's not coming to include the case of batei arichoma. Batei hatsirim is just a regular law of a house that's in an open city, not an ancestral field. Batei hatsirim is just a house in an open city. Okay, so comes to give it that what? And teach me what? That bayit hatsirim also is nigal bekerubim. Gemara says batei hatsirim beejaketim. What are you talking about? Batei hatsirim is befirush written that you can be nigal bekerubim because the pasuk says al sedeh haares yehashiv. To teach me what? That just like sedeh ahuza is nigal bekerubim, so too batei hatsirim is also nigal bekerubim. So therefore must be the word ubchol is coming to include batei are choma. Gemara says no. Ahu lekobo choba. Which means It's not only telling me that Stei Hasidim can be Nigal Bekirubin, the extra Pasuk Ubchol is telling me it has to be Nigal Bekirubin. You can force the Kirubim to redeem the field. So if you have no Pasuk for Batei Alei Chomah, the Pasuk for Hatzirim. Oh, but we have a Pasuk for Hatzirim already. The extra Pasuk is coming to teach me that it is mandatory Vali. But the Rabbi Eliezer Netanya, what's the right of Egaal et Mimkar Achiv? It says, what? By Stei Ahuza. It's an ancestral field. What does it say? And the relative will come, the Egaal et Mimkar Achiv, and will redeem it for his brother. Reshut. Voluntary. Maybe it's mandatory. The pasuk says the other case. Let's say where a guy doesn't have a goel. What does that mean? Everybody has a relative. Everybody has some sort of. Everybody's related to from Yaakov Avinu, from the Shematim. How can you tell me the ish ain't lo goel? Ela zeh sheyeshlo. It's a case where he has a goel, but what? Beinu rotzeh likach. But he's not interested in buying it. Shareshut biyado. That's the pasuk of Yehoshua. If Yehoshua says, V'ish Hashem en lo goel. What's en lo goel? Everybody has some relative eventually, whatever cousin, however distant it is, he's Jewish. And that means he doesn't have a goel because the guy's not interested in redeeming. So the Yehoshua says, fine, he doesn't have to redeem. However, the Rabbi Eliezer Omer, V'ga'al et mimkar achiv choba. He has to. Ata Omer, choba. U'eno el reshut, Tamud Omar, u'chol ge'ulat tenu. To teach me, Hakatuf Kevao Choba, and the Kerubim to be Goel the Sadeh, and therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we have no Pasuk from Batei Arechoma. He's just coming to teach me that Stei Ahuza, as well as Stei Hasirim, Batei Hasirim, not only is it applied to Kerubim, but it applies to Kerubim by force, which you force them to redeem the field for their relative. Amri Le Rabbanan Rav Asher, Amri Le Rabbina Rav Asher, Beshlama Leman De Amar. It's good, according to the opinion that says, that if you tell me the pasuk of kol is coming to include batei arechoma, right? According to that opinion, it's good. Why? Batei arechoma hainu dichtiv ubchol, which means ubchol is coming to include all fields. Right? Not only but all fields. But if it's coming to include batei hasirim, my ubchol, which means without that, I know already because I have another pasuk that says geula titenu la'aris, that talks about stei ahuza, that's negal, and we know that that is choba, and therefore batei hasirim and ahuza are connected already. I know from the gezerot shavuot that they're connected. So what is the ubchol coming to us? If you tell me ubchol is coming to include a new item, very good. It's coming to include batei arechoma is choba to be goel by the kerubim. But if you tell me the contrary opinion, that Ubchol is coming to teach me Hatzirim, well, we know the law of Hatzirim already is equal to Stei Ahuza. We need a special pasuk to come and include it, that it's equal. Gemara says, Kasha. It's a Kasha. Etive Abaye, Matamud Omar. If you look at the pasuk, when Torah talks about an Eved that's sold to a Goy, Eved that is sold to a Goy, it says in the pasuk, Yigalenu, Yigalenu, Yigalenu. Three times it says the word, Yigalenu, Shalosh, Ba'amin. Now what do you need it for three times? I understand you need it for itself. To teach me what? That it's a mitzvah to go and redeem a relative, mitzvah to go redeem the Eved from the Goyim. What's other two Yigalenus? So Gibra says, Lerabot kol ha-ge'ulot shenigalot kaseder hazeh. Because the Torah goes in the order of the relatives. O dodo, o ben dodo. And it goes, there's a certain order of family relation that you're supposed to follow. The closest to relation, he goes first in the redemption. So it says, Yigalenu, 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 to teach me. Not only by Eved, everything that got sold by a Goy, is the family obligated to go and redeem, but it says, Kol ha-ge'ulot. The galut kaseder hazeh. My love, what's kol ha-ge'ulot? Batei arechoma, Eved Ivri. To teach me what? That not only a Eved Ivri that was sold to a Goy, but who adin an Eved Ivri that was sold to a Jew, and a batei arechoma, the deen is you could do right relatives. Also, we have a question because you just told me what that the law of kirum doesn't apply. Here we see that why. Does lo batei hatsirim uste ahuza? When it says yigalenu three times, it's coming to include batei hatsirim and uste ahuza. Gemara says, wait a minute, batei hatsirim uste ahuza behejeketiv. We answer Befirush. Al Sedeh Ha'arish Yehashiv. Which means, we know that Hatzirim has the law of Ste Ahuza, and we know by Ste Ahuza, the law is what? That there is no, there is a get without four kiddurim, so we need this basuk. Kibra says, Kedamar of Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Le Karov, Karov Kodem. Hachaname, Karov, Karov Kodem. Which means like this. You're right. It does say by Ste Ahuza, kiddurim have to redeem. But it doesn't tell me the order of Kiruvim. It doesn't tell me who goes first, who goes second. So therefore, Kiruvim I know already, but you know what? I need the Pasuk by Eved Evri that was sold to a Goy. By Eved Evri that sold to a Goy, interesting, the Torah gives me a sequence. O Dodo, O Ben Dodo, you get it? It gives me the uncle. If not the uncle, then the cousin. It gives me an order. So the Hadush of Pasuk is saying, Yigalinu, that the order of Kerovim, who goes first, who goes second, applies also to Ste Ahuza and to Ste Azim. Not that I need a Pasuk to teach me that it's Nigal B'Kerovim. We know it's Nigal B'Kerovim. I need a Pasuk to tell me that the sequence is false. So therefore we have no Pasuk for Bate Arihomad, Bate Ora is not Nigal B'Kerovim. Let's just read Rashi. Rashi says, the Rabot Kol HaGeulot, HaOmdot Nigael, Shiye Nigal, כסדר הזה, כסכת אתה שהוא נגלים לקירובים, בא ללמדנו. ועבד עברי הנמכל לישראל. The Hadush is, עבד עברי that sold to a goy, for sure נגל לנו בקירובים. The Hadush is, even עבד that sold to a Jew, they don't get it because that does not ring because that נגל לנו comes to teach me yes. The Hadush is, גמרא זה נאו, לקרוב, קרוב קודם. דגבס תה אחוזה כתיב ובא גואלו הקרוב. ולא פירוש הקרוב, קרוב קודם. But it doesn't say that the closer relative comes first. Ki hachab de parish by Eved Evri that sold to a goy. It says dodo beresha v'im en lo dod ben dodo v'ilav mesher besaro. So if the pasuk is coming to tell me that why yigalenu that kiruvim is shayach to Eved Evri that sold to a goy and Eved Evri and kiruvim is shayach to bate ahuza and bate hatzirim. But we know that already that kiruvim is by those cases. And it's coming to teach me the order, the sequence, Gemara says. And the Gemara said about Kedamar of Nachman Bar Yitzhak. Like when Nachman Bar Yitzhak told me, Karov, Karov, Kodem. Where did the Nachman Bar Yitzhak say it? So the Gemara says, Hecha et Madar of Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Ahadi Ibayel, Eved Evri and Nemkal Yisrael. It says, why Eved Evri was sold to Yisrael, Nigal le Kirubim, O Eno Nigal le Kirubim. Is he Nigal by relatives? Or that means you demand the relatives to redeem him? Or not, because by Eved, if he's sold to a goy, you force the relatives to redeem him. So the question is, do you do that as well? So Gemara says, Alibad the Rabbi, Lotiv Alach. The question is not according to the Rabbi. Why? The Amar, because he says, Mi she'enu nig'al be'ele, which means, nig'al be'shish. Somebody that's not nig'al be'kirovim, is Nig'al B'shish. He says those two laws work together. If you're not Nig'al B'kirovim, you're Nig'al B'shish. Okay? Alma lo mefrak. Must be that what he holds. And Eved Davi that's been Kali Yisrael is Nig'al B'shish. So if you're Nig'al B'shish, you're not Nig'al B'kirovim. So therefore the question could not have been asked according to the B. Again, what was the question the question that they asked? Eved Davi and Kali Yisrael. And the God Bekerovim or no? You cannot be asking according to the B, because the B we learned holds that anybody that's redeemed by 6 years does not have the law of Kerovim. So therefore you hold we don't answer. There's no Kerovim for that because everybody has 6 years. So who's the question according to? Alibad Rabbanan. That say what? That say that Eved Avri. Let me go slow. Because according to the B, he holds an Eved Avri that sold to a goy doesn't go out with six. So since he doesn't go out with six, he goes out with kirubim. So anybody who does go out with six, according to the B, doesn't have the din of kirubim. But according to the rabbis that hold, that even an Eved, Eved that sold to a goy goes out with six. So therefore you see that one thing's got nothing to do with the other. Therefore just like kirubim applies to Eved, Eved sold to a goy, the question is, does Eved, Eved that sold to a Jew, does the kirubim law apply also? So like what's Ali Badrabanan? My Yalfinan Sahir Sahir, right? Famous dinasa that we've said many times. Sahir Sahir to teach me the laws of everybody that sold to a goy equal the laws of everybody sold to a Jew. And just like sold to a goy, kirubim, yes. Sold to a Jew, kirubim, yes. Velo darshi yigalenu. And I will not learn the dinasa of yigalenu, because by the pasuk of everybody that sold to a goy, it says yigalenu. You could learn maybe only him, but not somebody else. Don't torish the word yigalin or dilma yigalenu lize velo leacher. Or maybe no, maybe you don't learn sechas sagir and learn yigalin to teach me that there's only keruvim by everything that's sold to a goy and not to a Jew. Tashema ubchol geulat tenu lerabot batim ve'aved avri. Oh, so it says geula applies of keruvim to what? To batim and eved avri. My lad bate arechoma. Ve'eved evri hanem kali Yisrael. Oh, because I don't need a pasuk to come and include kerubim by an eved evri that's sold to a goy, because it's a befirush pasuk. So what is the pasuk? Bechol geulat etenu teach me. It's teach me the eved evri that's sold to a Jew. The law of geulat kerubim applies. Lo, eved evri hanem kali oved kuchavim. Kabbalah says eved evri hanem kali oved kuchavim be'educative. I don't need a pasuk. It's o dodo, o ben dodo, yigalenu ahu lekobo choba. Oh, the hadush is that not that they can redeem the Eved, they have to redeem the Eved. V'afilu Rabbi Yoshua, even according to Yoshua, that said that by steh achuza, it's not an obligation. We had a machloket above. By steh achuza, is it chova or is it reshut? Rabbi Shimon said it's chova. Rabbi Yoshua said reshut. That's only by a field we're going to say the kerubim don't have to redeem if they don't want. But by an Eved that's sold to a goy, in order that he's not nitma, so he doesn't get absorbed into the goyim, it's a mandatory obligation. That's why you need two pesukim to teach me. Not only kerovim work, but it is mandatory. Tashema. Good. But feel to be Yoshua again, the reason being because shelo yitma ben ha goyim. Tashema matamud omar. Yigalinu shlosha pa'amim is a repeat. What do we have a reason? And by it says, and every day it's told to a goy. It says three times, yigalinu, lerabot kol hageulot, all redemptions, shenigalot kaseder azeh, that are redeemed according to the system. My love must be coming to teach what are all redemptions. Well, the pasuk is talking about eved evri to a goy. So what's the other redemptions? Batei arechoma ve'eved evri anem kal Yisrael. To teach me what? That even eved evri that sold to Yisrael, he is redeemed by kerubim. No. It's coming to teach me other redemptions like batei hatzirim, who's there, huh?
Same right that we just said.
Yeah, it's similar. Right, simple, right, exactly. But that's coming to say a little words here. Lo, batei hatzirim, it's coming to tell me that batei hatzirim and zdei achuza is redeemed by relatives. Which we learned over there to teach me that Batei Hatzirim is similar to Batei to Zdei Achuza. And just like Zdei Achuza is Negah B'Kerubim, so to Batei Hatzirim, what do I need a pasuk for? No, Amar Amar Yitzhak, Karov, Karov Kodem. He said, oh, the pasuk is coming to tell me that by Zdei Achuza doesn't tell me the order of which relative comes earlier. So therefore, Yigalenu comes to teach me that it is in this order, just like by Eved that sold to a goy, that it's Dodo, then Ben Dodo, and all that. So by Steh Achuza and Steh Hatzirim also follows the order. I don't need the pasuk to teach me Kerovim, I know. And have to teach me the order. So bottom line, we come out according to this Gemara, Batei Arechoma is not Nigal by the Kerovim against the will of the guy that bought it. Okay? Steh Achuza is Nigal by Kerovim, and Batei Hatzirim also is Nigal by Kerovim in that order. By Eved Evri, it's not only Nigal, but it's Nigal by force, which means you're forced to get Eved Evri that doesn't force by Steh Achuza, will force by Eved Evri that sold to a goy to be redeemed, so he's not getting Nitma Ben Hagoyim. Ham Nirtza, Nikneb Nirtza. Now we continue the Mishnah, the Gemara Mishnah said. You have an Eved Nirtza. What does that mean? They pierced his ears. So how does he get Niknit? Which means nikti b'tzia, he pierces ears. So give a dichtiv v'ratza adonad etos no b'marseya v'avad ole olam the nirtza v'konet atzmo b'yovel mitate adon. How does he acquire himself back to nirtza? Either master dying or through the yovel dichtiv v'avado v'lo etaben v'lo etabat. Yeah, which means doesn't get inherited. Which is when the four on the Adon dies, he goes free. Va'avado, meaning to the Adon, but not to the children. Le'olam, le'olam oshel yoved. No, not be forever. It means today, end of the yoved. Tar Rabbanan, Maritzeya. Now we discuss the tool that is used in order to pierce the ear of the Eved. The tool.
The
awl. Tar Rabbanan, Maritzeya. In li ela marzeya. I only know a marzeya. Minayin de rabot hasol. That would be a kisam, a wooden peg. Vehasira, that would be like a thorn. Vehamahat would be a needle. Vehamakdeyah.
Ogre.
The auger. Vehamakhtev.
A stylus.
A stylus, that's like a pen. Okay, how do you know you could also pierce the ears of the Eved with these items? Talmud Omar, velakachta. Lerabot kol davar shenikach biyad. Which means anything that you can hold in your hand. It's kasher. Devrei Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Omer, ma marzeya miyuhad shel matechet. No, it's got to be metal. Just like the all is made out of metal. Av kol shel matechet. So too, all the items. So therefore, the wooden peg thing is no good. It's got to be a metal item. Davar acher ha marzeya. So you take the marzeya. Leavia marzeya gadol. It's coming to include the special marzeya, which is the big one.
The large one,
which we'll see exactly what it does. It really doesn't make a hole, that one. It usually cuts. But the kasher hamar seya is coming to include even that one. Now the Gemara says, Amar bi el azar Yudan. Yudan is the name of a rabbi. Birbi, who is the gadol adur, was the great hacham. He was hacham b'harib. Birbi is always when it's a great rabbi. Hayadoresh. Kishen rotzain, when they pierce his ear, en rotzain ela bimilta. Only they pierce on the lobe of the ear, okay? Not on the
cartilage
of the ear, okay? Bakamim omrim, en eved evri kohen nirtza. An eved evri, that's a kohen, cannot be pierced. One, b'pnei she'na'asa ba'almum. Because he's going to become blemished for the Beit HaMikdash if he has this item. V'im tomar b'miltaim rotzim, what are you talking about? If you tell me you only pierce him on his lobe, that doesn't make a Baal Mum. Baal Mum only would be if you did it on the cartilage. The Gemara says, "Ha en nirtza ela begova shel ozen." Akamim argue and say, "No, you know where the piercing is done? On the top part of the ear, and therefore that's why you cannot do it to a kohen because he would become a Baal Mum." So we have a fantastic machloket where the piercing takes place, either on the lobe or on the college. Hakamim say you can't put it on the college. Why? Because you're going to make the Kohen a Baal Mum. Be'mai kamif ligi, what is the machlok? And we go back to the original Baal Mum. We say, well, according to the first Shita, which was the B'yosef and the B'yuda, he said you can even use wooden items. Correct? According to the other rabbi, he said you can only use metal items. So what's the machloket over here? Continues by Maika Mifligi. What's the machloket? Which is, according to one rabbi, he allows you to use even wooden items. According to the other, I know you can only use metal. Rabbi Darish Klale Ufrate. Oh, so Rabbi learns the style of a cloud prat. Let's review the rules over here. There's two ways to doresh the Torah. One way is to doresh with a klal prat klal. What's the rule of a klal prat klal? Well, a klal is a generality, then you have a prat. If it's just a klal and a prat, which is a generality, and then a specific, it's only the specific. And b'klal ela mashi b'prat. It is the prat itself. When you have a klal prat klal, and b'klal ela ke'en ha'perat. Things that are similar to the prat. So now the Gemara says, ve'lakachta klal. Take anything you want. Marzeya prat. Beozno ubadelet. Right? Put him by the ear. Ozno ubadelet. Right? Hazar vechalal. Klal ufrat uklal. E atadan ela ke'en haperat. Ma haperat meforash shel matechet. And all is metal. Of course shel matechet. So they're learning in a klal, prat, klal style. Good? Rabbi Yosef Darish, Rebuye Umi'ute. There's another way of being Doresh. When you see a generality and a specific, you can learn klal prat klal. Well, some have another style when they see it, they call it a Ribuy and a Mi'ut. Now, Ribuy Mi'ut, Ribuy works differently than a klal prat klal. Now, throughout Shas, you always have this machlok. Whenever you have these, a generality, a prat and a generality, do you use the klal prat klal system or do you use the ribuy mi'ut? Ribuy system. Different system. The Gemara explains. Rabbi Yosef Darish, ribuy u mi'ute. And therefore, it would be like this. Ve'la kalta riba. which means what? Anything. Riba, four items that can be taken in the head. Marzeya mi'et. When it says the word marzeya, it comes to exclude things that are not like the marzeya. Be'ozno ubadelet hazar v'riba. When it comes along and makes another ribui, it means anything that you could put on the door and pierce his ear, even if it's not similar to the prat. Riba umi'et v'riba. Riba kol. It comes to include everything. Anything, even wooden items. So then what do you need a prat for? The prat was coming to exclude. Ela, the prat is coming to exclude. My rabbe, rabbe kol bile. Umay mi'et?
Mi'et sam.
It came to exclude sam, which is like a
corrosive liquid.
Yeah, a liquid of some sort that you put on the ear that would cause the hole to corrode it and things like that. So therefore, yeah, that's the item. Now, let's read the Rashi, because Rashi gives us nice understanding of how a klal prakla works, and how a ribui mi'ut ribui works. But nafkamina for us, according to the first shita, you can use anything. So long as it's metal. Okay? Klal prat. Kakena prat. Prat is a metal item, it's nital biyad, everything's nital biyad. Second shita, no. Ribui mi'ut ribui riba kol. So what is it coming to mi'ma'et? It's coming to mi'ma'et sam. Okay, which is totally different. Let's read Rashi now. Darish klale ufrate. Did Rashi darish klale ufrate? Bechol Torah, makom shekolel uporet doresh shaperat pirush shel klal. Good. The prat is explaining and defining the klal. That what? Which means your klal is going to include items that are similar to the prat. Which means, even when you get these next, which means, according to the shita, klal prat is only the prat. That the klal includes only prat. The second klal just comes up and expands it and says, not only the prat, but things that are similar to the prat. In what this case? Metal. Good? Now we go to the next Rashi. Ribuyu mi'ut. Ena prat pirusho shel klal. In this case, no. The prat is not coming to explain what the klal was. Mm-hmm. Define it. Shetomar in beklal ela mashim befrat. When you have a ribuy and a mi'ut, it's not the pshat that the mi'ut is, whatever is the mi'ut, that's the ribuy. No. Ela le mi'ut tehuba. Just coming to exclude certain items. Because the klal was including everything. Yeah, similar items, but it's coming to minimize something. Not everything, but certain items. Even if you never had another klal, which is according to ribui mi'ut, just a ribui and mi'ut alone is ke'en aprat. It's coming to include items that are similar to the prat, which is a klal prat, is only the prat. Ribui mi'ut, the mi'ut is things that are similar. So it's already right. So right, a ribui mi'ut is like a klal prat klal. At that point, so that she says v'chi hazar v'riba. Oh, now when you come along and ribui riba kol. Forget about it. Not only ke'en, even everything, because I was already holding by ke'en a prat already. The riba comes to go even further, but it's got to come to exclude something. Uh-huh. There was a mi'ut. So the Gemara, she says, "Velo mi'et lecha ela davar echad." One item. What's the item? Umasroa katuv lachamim. Rabbis, you decide which item you want to exclude. Right? Is it the one that we'd lemait min haklal? Pirush mi'ut me'ma'et ksat me'mashma'ov. No, take a little laugh. And when it comes to me'ma'et, me'ma'et sam. Shelo yiten sam al ozno v'yinekebena. Marzeya is koach adam. Sam, you just put the ointment on the ear and it does it by itself. So therefore, it's coming to exclude that is indeed the machloket. The Gemara continues on the first wide line. Amar mor hamarseya. The Torah says by an eved nirtzah veratza adonav etozno b'marseya. Actually, in Devarim, have another pasuk that says, "Vehigisho Adonav el ha'Elohim vehigisho el adir tol mezuzah verasado vetozno b'marseya." That's that pasuk. But there's another pasuk that says, "Velakachta et ha'marseya, the marseya."
Hey,
Yeah. That's the awl. That's the metal item that they used to make a hole in the Eved's ear. So what does it mean? Hamarzeya lehavim marzeya hagadol. That comes to include the big marzeya. The big awl. So what is that? Me'em mashma'. Where do you see hamarzeya that's coming to include the big one? Kedamar rava hayerech by Gida Nashe. So the pasuk says that al ken lo yochilu b'nei yisrael Gida Nashe asher al kaf hayarech hayarech. So the Gemara's doresh hamiyumanit shebiyarech, which means the most distinguished part of the yarech, which is the right one, which the Gida Nashe is asur from that choice part. Hamiyumanit hachaname hamarseya miyuhad. The choice, the special, the unique one of the Marzeim. Look at that she. Hayarech miyuman shebiyarech. Beperek Gida Nashe, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Enoeg Ela be'achat. Hayarech is one, that's a yarkayim. It's a yarech. Which one? The da'at machraat shel yamin. The right one. The yalif la mehe de hayarech. Mehe. V'darash hayarech hashuvah shebirachot, which is the right side. That's what the Gemara tells us. So just like the hey, it was like hey yidi'ah, it comes and tells me something hashuv. So hamarseya teaches me you can even use the large oil, which is the known, the special one. Amar b'ilhazar yudan b'rabi hayadoresh. Yudan was the name of a rabbi. Bidabi means he was the hacham and a harif of his generation. Kishehen rotz'in, en rotz'in ela bimilta. When they pierce his ear, they only do it on the flesh. Vachamim omrim, en eved evri kohen nirza. If the eved evri is a kohen, he's not nirza. Why? That's mashma that they did it actually on the cartilage part of the ear, because placing it on the lobe would not cause a kohen to be a balmum. So if it's making him a balmum, it must be on the cartilage. And you're not allowed to make a kohen a balmum. The question is why not? So the Gemara says, V'yaseh balmum. So make him a balmum. What's the difference? What do you mean? Why is it isu? The guy's an eved evri. He wants to stay. He's asking for it. So pierces ear. Amar Abba bar Rav Shila, Amar Kera, Veshav el Mishpato. So it says at the end of his term, he goes back to his Mishpacha. So the Gemara's Doresh, Limuhzak Shibim Mishpachto, to the status that he had originally. Which means, what was the status he had originally as Mishpacha? He was a Kohen that was able to serve. If you're going to cause him a Mum, so he's not going back to his family. He's not going back to the status that he had in his family. Therefore, you have to return him as he came. Yibayiru Eved Evri Kohen Mau Shiyimsor Lo Rabbo Shifha Kena'anit. We know one of the laws of an Eved Evri is that his master gives him a Shifha Kena'anit. Correct? And he has children. So the question is, if the Eved is a Kohen, does the Shifha Kena'anit law apply as well? So the Gemara says, Hiddushu. Well, the whole thing is a Hiddush. That what? That they can have an Eved Evri marrying a Shifha Kena'anit. The whole thing is, a Hiddush. And therefore, La Shena Kohanim Ve La Shena Yisrael. It's even a Hiddush by Yisrael. So therefore, once already you tell me you can do it, the Torah is going to be matirit across the board. Or Dilma, Shani Kohanim, Ho'il V'riba Baim HaKatuv Mitzvot Yeterot. Or maybe Kohanim are different. Because Kohanim are bound by extra laws that Yisraelim are not bound by. All the laws of Tum'ah and things like that. So therefore, could be the Torah was only matir Shifcha to Yisrael. but not to a Kohen. Ribaba in a Katuv, other Chumrot, so maybe there's a Chumrah as well, as we can marry, also there's Chumrot, right? The Kohen, the Jot cannot marry a Gerusha, and things like that, a Betula for a Kohen Gadol. So there's stringencies. So maybe also there's a stringency that he cannot take a Shevcha. Rav Amar Mutar, Ushmael Amar Asur. Okay, Machloket Rav Ushmael. Amar Le Rav Nachman Le Rav Anan. Rav Nachman tells Rav Anan, Ki havitu be Mor Shemuel, when you were in the yeshiva of Mor Shemuel, be iskam rudare atalilitu, were you playing games? Iskumadri is a game that she says they used to play with like chips. Yeah, so you say, I understand you. You were in the yeshiva, you heard Shemuel say that it's Asur. What, you were not paying attention during the derasha? You were playing games? Why? My ta'ama lo timru lemeha. You should have asked him a question. There's an obvious question in the subject. What? V'achamim omrim. En ha'eved evri kohen nirtza mipnei shenasa ba'al mum. The only reason why an eved evri cannot be nirtza is because it's going to make him blemished. Vim tomar en rabbo moselo shifcha kenani. And if you're going to say that Shemuel is right, that he cannot marry a shifcha, tipukle deba'ina ahavti et adoni et tishti ve'et banai veleka. Which means the only way an Eved becomes a Nirtza is he has to make the following proclamation. Ahavti et ishti et banai, lo etzeh. He says, I like my wife. Which wife? The Shifcha Kenanit. And therefore, what do you got to come on to say? That the reason why you don't pierce him is because you make him a Baal Mum. If you're right, that you don't give him an Eved, you don't give him a Shifcha, the reason why he doesn't become a Nirtza is because he can't make that proclamation, Ahavti et ishti. Different reason, you don't got to come out to Baal Mum, not Baal Mum. He cannot say, Elan Pshat must be, that really you give him. So that from that standpoint, he was becoming Nirtza. That's what Al-Karim said, the only reason he cannot become a Nirtza is because of the Mum. So you should have asked the Shemuel that question. Good? Vetu, Lo Midi Eba'ayelehu. Vetu Lo Midi, period. And that's it. Period. Vetu la midi. That's it. You should ask him that question and the game's over. Shemuel has nothing to answer back. So that's a knockout to Shemuel. So what were you doing in the yeshiva? You were sleeping? You were playing games? What Shemuel made this thing? You should ask him a question. Iba'ayilu, we go to the next question. Kohen mau bi yifat to'ar. Yifat to'ar is the girl in the war. She's a goya. So there's a whole subject over here. A regular soldier, he could take her. It's a question, does he have to convert her first before he takes her or not? That's a machloket. But he could take her. Even though she's converted under duress, Torah was matira. So the question is, can a Kohen also in the war take a yifat to'ar, take this goya? So the Gemara says, Hiddushu. Lashina Kohen v'lashina Yisrael. Well, the whole thing's a Hiddush. That even a Yisrael could take this lady. She's goya. It's a Hiddush. I could say maybe there's no difference between a Yisrael and a Kohen. Odilma, Shani Kohanim o'il v'riba ben mitzvot yeterot. Maybe Kohanim are special. You know, they have limitations. They could marry and so on. So maybe they're not subject to the law of Yifat To'ar. That's the question. Again, Rav Amar Mutar. Ushmuel Amar Asur. Yes, Yifat To'ar. Now the Gemara explains the Mahloket. Bibi'ari shona de kula amal lo peligi de shari. The first bi'ah in the war, everybody reads even a Kohen Mutar. Why? Because the reason why they were matirit is because we know the guy in the war has a yetzerara, and therefore the Torah spoke to the yetzerara. It knows if it's not going to make it permissible, he's going to do it beisur. So the Gemara, the Torah understood the human under the weakness. Therefore, So there's no difference between a Kohen and a regular guy. A Kohen also has a Yetzer Hara. So the first Bi'ah, and if they had been Kohenim and other Kedashi, Debra Torah, Lo etirata ela bishvil Yetzer Hara. Shim lo yetira, Yahavor ala azara, Kedi alif lekameh, Medichtiv yefatoar, Sheyetzer Hara mitgarebo.
He also has a Yetzer Hara v'sharia, therefore it's permissible. Keep it legal. So what's the machloket?
The second biyah. After he calmed down, it kaneda ruchona. She says he called off. So now she goes through the whole process, according to what she did, the conversion, 30 days later. So now shaves the head, grows the nails long, etc. The whole story. Now can you take up? That's the machloket. Rav Amar Mutar, Shmuel Amar Asur. What's the logic? Rav Amar Mutar, Hoil v'Ishtarya Ishtare. That's it. She's Mutar, she's Mutar. That's it. You took her. Shmuel Amar Asur. Da'av Yala Giyoret.
Oh, wow.
Because at the end of the day, she's a convert. V'Giyoret Lekohen Lo Hazya. And a Kohen, we know, is not allowed to marry a convert. Why? Because when she was a Goya, she went with Goyim. And that makes her a Zonah. And a Kohen cannot marry a Zonah. That's why a Kohen cannot marry a Giyoret. So therefore, it's very simple. Giyoret, next subject. Can't marry Giyoret. She's considered a Zonah. That's one way of learning. Ika de Amre, and some learn the exact opposite. Everybody, even Rav, everybody agrees. What? Bi'ashiniya already, she's considered a convert. No, heter. Kohen is asur begiyoret. Ki peligi bi'ari shonah. There's a machloket even in bi'ari shonah. Rav amar mutar dalo debra Torah kareged yetzer hara. You're right. Even according to that, she converts first. But still, yeah, Yetzer Hara, yes, Yetzer Hara. So what are you going to do? If you're not going to matir it, he's going to make a big isur. So therefore, fine, first one. Shmuel Amar, asur. You know why? Kol hecha de karinan be vaveta el toch betecha. Karinan be veraita bashvia. Kol hecha de lo karinan be vaveta el toch betecha. Lo karinan be veraita bashvia. She has to be re'uya to consummate, to finish. So therefore, if you can't bring her into your house eventually, potentially to marry her, you can't take her the first time. They're linked. Which means, if she potentially is not shayach to vaveta betor betecha, she's not shayach either to the first time. He links the two subjects together. As she says, vaveta al toch betecha dekayema, karita bevreita b'shevia, hutralo b'mat shenatan einaba. But if you don't, can't finish it, you can't take a start off.